Blog Talk Radio.
All hail the street queens and all that we stand for, man. Introducing the street queens. Let's go. Nothing but the exclusive fashion, nothing but custom made jackets, from furs to shoes to boots, anything you want to make you feel sexy. We have exclusive fashion and furs, yeah. Holla exclusive fashion and furs at www.myspace.com. Exclusive fashion, the number 4, real. Or www.myspace.com/PotterJoh, PotterJoh, or call them at 860-777-6578. And baby, if it's not exclusive, it's not fashion.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down like I always do. You know what I'm saying? Each and every Thursday, you know, we got the street queens. All hell the street queens, because, you know, we do what we do. You know what I'm saying? Before I get into it, you know what I'm saying? I want to send a shout out to all my people out there that's going through it. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's cancer awareness, breast cancer. But, you know, we also want to focus on brain cancer, too. You know, we had a good soldier that was lost. You know what I'm saying, the fight for cancer. Lou Diamond, shout out to the Beans, Boston. You know what I'm saying, we're going to do a tribute to my man out there, to his family, much love. We want to do, you know what I'm saying, a salute to all the people that's lost the battle. And we're going to have special guests like Ace Diamond, who's going to call in, who went through it, you know what I'm saying, but he survived. So, you know what I mean, we're going to pay homage to all the people going through it when it comes to cancer. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, all my street queens. I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Waiting for y'all to come through. We're going to shut it down. We're about to go to the phone lines. 857, you live in the building.
Hey, what's going on? It's your girl, Miss Toy, publicist for Exclusive Fashion and Furs. It's good, Lush.
Yay, yay. That's what it is,
yay,
man.
Yay.
Toy's live in the building. We're waiting for the rest of the girls, the women to come in, street queens. You know what
That's
I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, if I could, you know, take a minute, if I could, just to give a shout-out to, you know, the friends and the family of Lou Diamond, who unfortunately lost his battle with cancer recently. Lou was a friend of ours, you know, a very good friend and a colleague, and just a beautiful person in general, and to all that knew him, loved him. And, I mean, I'll put everything I have on that. He was just a great person, and he fought it. He beat it once, but unfortunately the second time he didn't have the strength to beat it, but, you know, I just wanted to send a shout out, you know, to his family. I know it's a hard time for you, but Lou, I love you, and we're gonna get through this, man.
That's what it is, man. Like I said, man, Lou Diamond was a good dude, you know, gave back to
great
the community.
Dude. Great dude.
You know, this was a pure angel, you know what I'm saying? That just, you know, unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? You know, lost the battle. But you know what I'm saying? We're going to pay him great homage today. You know what
That's
I'm saying?
That's right. He lived a good 26, very strong, very positive, very encouraging years that he blessed this earth. I mean, there's some people that live 80 years that couldn't do what he did in 26. So God bless him and his family. And I know it is a tremendous loss, but at least he's at peace now and comfortable.
We got another caller live in the building, 401. You're live in the building.
What's up, Lush? It's Ace.
What's up, Ace? You know what
What's
I'm saying?
What's going on,
Ace?
Dude.
What's up, man?
You know what I'm
What's
up? Yeah, this is one of our special guests right here, Ace Diamond. You know what I'm saying? Because he's always shining. This is my big bro right here.
Yeah.
You know? You want to tell him your story? You know what I'm saying? You also went through the same thing, you know, Lou went through, but you beat the battle. You know what I'm saying? Could you, you know, give them a little bit of your story?
Yeah, before I get into that, though, I definitely want to send out, you know, rest in peace to Lou Diamond. I didn't know the man, but from what I heard from, you know, everybody that knew him, He was a good man, and I just want to send out my prayers and condolences to his family, too, before I get into my story. So, you know, I know he's resting in peace, and, you know what I mean? Now he's not, like the lady said, you know, he's not in pain anymore, so, you know
Absolutely.
What I mean? Absolutely. But, yeah, my story, I mean, basically, in 2005, I had a seizure. I didn't have any signs of anything or whatever, like no headaches, no dizziness. But I had a seizure. I got rushed to the emergency room, and they told me I had a brain tumor in my head that had been growing in me since I was, like, 15, size of a golf ball. So I went through that surgery. Yeah, I went through that surgery in 2005, December of 2005. Then it came back a year later, in November of 2006, so I had to have the surgery, but it was a little tougher the second time around because I not only had to have the surgery, I had to go through physical and occupational therapy. Then I had to go through chemo and radiation at the same time. So
wow.
It was a little tougher, but, you know, I've been, ever since that surgery and ever since I finished the treatment, you know, God blessed me, and I haven't had any problems since, so, you know.
Wow.
God is good.
Yeah, he is. Bless you him. Blessed, man. That's beautiful.
Yeah, thank
because
you.
Because I know that's just an incredible struggle. Ace, this is Miss Toy speaking. I am Street Queens, one of the Street Queens, but my sister had cancer, and unfortunately, she lost her battle, too. But you know what? It takes a very strong person to go through the struggle, you know, of living with it because there's ups and there's downs. There's strong days. There's weak days.
Absolutely.
But God bless you. You know that you came through that, and you have an
Thank
opportunity
you.
To do everything that you ever wanted to do in your life, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. God is
That's
good,
beautiful.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
What it is. I want to bring in another caller, 774. You're live in the building.
What's up, everybody? It's Felicia Sabri.
Hey,
Felicia.
Hi. I was just listening. I was going to say, you know, God bless you, too, because it definitely is a fight. And hello?
Yeah, yep. we still here.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Who was actually calling and who was just speaking? I didn't.
Oh, it was Ace Diamond.
Ace Diamond?
His name is Ace Diamond? That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are you from?
Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're right around
Providence.
The corner. See, I'm in Boston.
Yeah, he's not far from us. I'm from Worcester, Massachusetts.
Oh, I was just up in Worcester last Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
What's going on?
Yeah. I just went to the Club Voodoo out there.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
Huh?
How was it?
It was good. It was cool.
Yeah.
I got some people out there that promote out there, so.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
So Ace, what do you do, you know, on your everyday?
The days I get up, I'm either in the studio, you know, working on new music, doing stuff with the Cancer Society. I do Relays for Life, do events for them, you know what I mean, charity events or whatever. Then I also
Explain the Relays for Life. I'm interested to know what that is.
The Relays for Life are, like, you know, basically people that had in their family that died from cancer or that beat cancer. And what it is, it's usually, like, a couple of days of it, and we just go out to, you know, a track nearby in the neighborhood or whatever, and, you know, they kind of, like, stake out and, you know, set up tents and everything like that, and then, you know, I do performances there, and then the families are there, whatever, that of the survivors, or they are survivors themselves, and, you know, it's just a family of cancer survivors, cancer patients, hospital staff, things like that, that just come out to support everybody that's there, and they do that during the summer, like they do about 8 every summer, so I've been a part of that since last year, so.
Wow, that sounds really positive. If a person wanted to get involved with the Relays of Life, how would they go about doing that?
You can just go on the www.americancancersociety.com, and you can just click on the tab that says that it will be right in the right-hand corner that says Relays for Life. Go in there and get the information, submit your name or whatever, and or your email, and they'll get in touch with you with the information of how to be a part of that in your area. So.
Okay, that's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. You know, we got some other callers, all you queens that just logged on in so you can put your input in. That was Ace Diamond. A couple of days ago, I played this song. It was called Blow the Whistle. You know, he's a recording artist doing this thing. he went through the battle of, you know what I'm saying, going through cancer, but he survived it, you know. And, you know, he paid his homage to Lou Diamond. So if any one of you queens that's live on here and you want to pay your homage, you know, you can go ahead and do that.
Hold on.
No, I definitely want to shout out Lou Diamond. I got a chance, this is Felicia Sabree talking, I got a chance to actually meet him when I linked up with Polo at the wrap-up party for the magazine cover. And I got a chance to meet him, and I didn't even know that he was sick, but, I mean, he was vibrant, he was cool, he was just there, and he was proud of his business, you know what I mean? So I definitely, you know, may God rest his soul, and he definitely left an impact, you know, on a lot of people's lives, and he was an entrepreneur, and he was successful in his life, and, you know, at least he still had a great life, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's how he always was, man. Every day he appreciated every minute that he had, whether he was going through pain or you always seen him upbeat, always smiling, always encouraging everybody else, you know. His his struggle, even though he struggled within himself, that wasn't what, you know, what he represented every day. He was more so about his business and his family and his shop because for those that don't know who Lou Diamond was, he owns a barbershop in Malden, Massachusetts. And it's a great shop. Like, it's huge. It's got flat screen TVs, all the state-of-the-art, you know, technology, and it's beautiful. And he was only 26 years old. So, you know, he owned and operated that business, and that wasn't his first. I mean, he opened his first shop when he was 21 years old. So you see that this is a man with a vision and a man with a dream and a man that had the power and the determination to build his dream to what, you know, he wanted it to become. And anybody that's out there that's, you know, living with cancer and you may be having a hard time right now, maybe perhaps you're going through chemotherapy and, you know, you just feel weak or you feel drained or it's just hard, you know, just think about the people that, you know, have lost the battle and just continue to be strong and pray and, you know, make sure you do everything that you need to do to keep yourself strong because it's that's that strength that's within you that's going to help you to beat the cancer because, like I said, I know I'm getting emotional, but.
Yeah. Yeah. It's no joke. My aunt, she's only 29 years old, and she was diagnosed with breast cancer like a week and a half ago, and she's starting chemo today. So it's pretty surreal. My grandmother died of breast cancer, so I know that I have a strong family history, and I'm, like, ready to run to the doctor just to find out. You know what I mean?
Not a joke, man. Ladies, gentlemen, if you're listening, man, go get you. You can hit you at a young age. It's not a game, man. So you know what I'm saying? It's serious. We really need to go check ourselves. I got 609 and 229 live in the building. Peace, queens.
Hey, y'all. CG's on the phone. Hi, everybody.
Hey, CG. Peace.
Hey.
Hi, this is Javita on the phone.
Hey, Javita.
Hey.
Both of y'all live with Ace Diamond. Toys on the line, too, and Felicia.
How you doing, Ace?
What's going on? How you doing?
Yeah. I want to give, that's my, you know, recognition and a quick shout-out to Lou Diamond. I never personally met him, but, I've heard of him through Polo, you know, and Polo brought me on the Against the Grain team after the shoot. But, you know, I got a chance to look at the pictures again today, even the pictures, Toy, you were in a couple of them from that photo shoot that you guys did at the shop. And I had no idea that he was so young until I spoke with Polo. But to hear of him in such a positive way, if you let somebody like Polo who truly loved him, you know, speak of him. I mean, he definitely did not go in vain. And I think, you know, Toy, I just want you to keep your head and definitely try to be strong in the situation. And, you know, the queens are here for you, and we love you. And, I mean, it's definitely something that it's going to take time for you to get through. And Ace, someone like you, you know, I just, you know, I honor you and you know, the strength that you had to fight something as I mean, cancer is no joke. It's definitely something so serious, and we've all experienced a situation where someone around us have either been through it or have had a scare with it. So, I mean, prayers just go out.
You know, the show is like it's bittersweet because there are survivors, you know? There's survivors, and you have to embrace that. You know, you can't dwell on the fact that people do lose their battle with it, but there are survivors, and for those people that are surviving, it's like you have every day to appreciate your life. Because cancer comes and it steals your energy and it does everything. But once you stand up and you're good, the world is yours. You get out and do whatever you want to do.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to go to a song real quick. Ace actually, you know, wrote a song in regards to, you know, cancer and everything. And you know, it's called These Three Words. Before I play it, Ace, you want to explain to them, you know, the whole, you know, definition behind the three words and, you know, all that?
Definitely. How I came up with that was after my second surgery when I had to go through the chemo and radiation, had a lot of time to think. And, you know, it just came, somebody sent me a track, and immediately when I heard the track, I was like, this is the song. People that had been asking me since my first surgery when I was going to write a song about what I went through, and I said, when it hits me, you know what I mean? And somebody sent me a track by the name of Nigel. He sent me a track. He goes by a producer's name. It's Animal. But he sent me a track, and when I heard the track, immediately I just thought up those three words. And how I came up with those three words, most people associate with that, what I love you. But I associated with it when the doctor told me you have cancer. So that's why I named it those three words, and, you know, that's what the inspiration was. So,
yeah. I want to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm about to go play that track right there, so you know what I'm saying. Anybody listening, you want to call in, it's 347-826-7722. You're live with the Queens and Ace Diamond. You about to go to a song, These Three Words. Check this out. Tell me what you think.
Yeah, Ace. I'm coming from a different place with this one. Speaking through me and DJ Reese. Feel me? Yeah. See, I didn't wanna know like Mario, but it just hit me, I ain't see it like a body blow. Though I always heard about you, never thought I'd see you. Meet you, I mean damn, breaking down a real man. But see, I know your whole story, yes, you caused trouble. Tears, fears, and pain, homewrecker, just the same. No shame in your game, though. This is how you came, unannounced as usual. Never ready to bounce. I think you need therapy, let's take you to a doctor. Screaming for attention simply cause nobody wants you. See, you making people feel bad for you. From you get under they skin once you in, you start a bad thunder, causing a storm. Weather was not warm, couldn't see you on satellite coming that long. LaToya type song, that should be your fight song. You only think about yourself since the day you was born. Or should I say form, you was not in my plans. Need you out of my life, but that's out of my hands. So I got on my knees and I looked to the sky. It's kinda dark, but I heard a voice with a cry. Like,
you know,
no discrimination, see you messing with every race. Hiding your face like Jason, you can climb up in any place. See you got in my space, tried to deny it, but without a trace you there. And I ain't scared to admit that I'm afraid, but I'm not gonna run from you, nah, no way. See, I know you're doing people much worse than me. I done talked to a few who told me you a killer. Scary stories like Thriller, you can see it in their face. You deserve to get popped up, cause murder is your case. Yes, I feel blessed, and I'm praying for the rest. See, you made me a better man, hoping passing the test. This song is like a weight off my chest, like I'm working out, really I'm just working out the stress. My heart's beating ya, my family hates you, see, and them two hold me together like a stapler. Much stronger than paper, this is blood, we talking nature. Not in this alone, got support in my home. I couldn't do this on my own, so I looked to the sky. It got bright and I heard a voice with a cry like,
Lush, we live with the Street Queens, shutting it down, you know what I'm saying? That was that song right there from Ace Diamond, Three Words, man. When he
that
told him, yo, you know what
that
I'm saying?
That was deep.
That was beautiful, son. Real talk.
Yeah, that was deep, Ace.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's why I love hip-hop, because you can just say it, but it's just what it twists. But you know exactly what it, when they tell you the concept of the song, then you're like, oh, I see how it all came together. You know what I mean?
That was pretty genius. I can't front. Mm-hmm. The analogy, the way you put it together, that was tight.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, and it was, I wouldn't say it was easy, but when you're doing something that you actually went through, as you know, most people in the game don't speak about nowadays, it's very easy to speak emotionally, but to capture all the feelings, you really can't capture all the feelings, and a song is kind of tough, but I felt like in that song that I really did capture how I felt, you know what I mean? I felt like it could touch a lot of other people too, so, you know, and that's what I'm in the game for. I'm in the game not only to, you know, succeed myself, but to try to be a, you know, an influence on a lot of people's lives with cancer, you know what I mean, without cancer, anybody, you know what I'm saying? I do high school motivational speaking things too for pre-prom nights and all that, so, you know,
that's
God
awesome.
Has been good to me, so.
That's what it is, Ace. I got to, I got to send a shout-out to all my people in the chat room that's listening in. You know what I'm saying? We got your man, Billy Blast. We got a couple of other listeners. Shout out to all y'all. Peace to y'all. If you got family going through it, you know what I'm saying? I pray it to you to know the Street Queens always got your back. We
That's
always
great.
Praying for those going through it. You know what I'm saying? Billy Blast said to say a shout out to you, Ace. He said that you a true soldier, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? He respects you, for real.
Big up to Billy Blast, too. Definitely. Thank you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Unfortunately,
Lush, I gotta take off though because I have a prior engagement that I gotta meet at 8:30. So I just wanted to call in and show my respect to Lou Diamond and big respect to all the Street Queens on and Lou Diamond's family, everybody that's listening right now. You know what I'm saying? Hold your head and I'm always there for you, Lush. You know that.
I appreciate you, big bro. You know what I'm saying?
And everybody that's on the line
right now. Before you leave.
Oh yeah, definitely. www.acediamondmusic.com will bring you right to my MySpace. That's www.acediamondmusic.com. So check that out.
That's what it is. Thanks, big bro.
No problem. And everybody else on the line, you know, stay up and, you know, be easy.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got another caller just called in, 201. You're live in the building with the Queens.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. My name is Dara. Foster, I was calling on behalf of Jaden's Closet Breast Cancer Foundation.
Oh, I am so happy you called in. Actually, I got to give a shout-out to Billy Blast. He's live in the chat room right now, who actually, you know, sent me that information. And I actually, after, you know, offline, I want to talk to you about some other projects and dealing with you in regards to the breast cancer. But could you explain to everybody exactly, you know what I'm saying, what your whole project and movement is about. So go ahead, the spotlight is on you. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. First, I definitely wanted to give a shout-out to Vintage Beats, especially in the D.C. area. Thank you, Blast. But I was so touched to hear what you were talking about today. What I do, basically, is I'm an image consultant here in Jersey, in Inglewood, and I was dealing with so many different people, consulting them, but I found that there was a need for women with breast cancer, being that this is something that comes back. You know, they're never quite healed, and they have to go back into the world and fight, you know, for their life again. So I found with working with them, I used to shop with them all the time, and the women that could afford me. And I found that there was so many women who could not. You know, they fell through the cracks, and it hurt my feelings to be able to, you know, turn them down in a sense. So I opened up my foundation that deals with basically we sponsor everything that they need. I sponsor their wigs, their wig care items like the combs and the sprays and the conditioners and all that stuff. I also sponsor their bras, their prosthesis, in some cases their reconstructive surgery. We have support groups for these women. We also didn't want to forget to say that we sponsor their skincare and cosmetics. There's a great product called Libby Skincare that works for them during their chemotherapy for the hand and foot. But we also have support groups for these women. We have activities that help them get back out into the community. We have, they found that there's a new, it kind of helps these women. It is, acupuncture.
Oh, yeah.
And acupuncture supposedly helps these women feel better, and it helps the healing process. So we have, I've got a great acupuncturist and chiropractor who's going to be working with these women also. We just added him. And it's been going fairly well. We have the Ralph Lauren Cancer Center. It's a center for cancer care and prevention. And I'm partnered with American Cancer Society. And they're fantastic. They have me listed as a resource. And these women contact me, and the stories are just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Matter of fact, if I could share, there's a woman that I'm working with now. Her name is Susan, and she's got breast cancer for the third time. This is now her fourth time with cancer total because it metastasized through her body. So it's a sad thing to watch, but we've been working with her for quite some time now, and I was just amazed to see that she survived, you know, to now deal with this for the third time. In this program that I'm working with her, we also have seen some growth. She's more confident. You know, I believe in the 3 C's policy, which is, you know, first making sure their comfort level is sky high. We want to make sure that they're on the right medication, the right comfort level for them. And then after that, we want to make sure that they have confidence. And with confidence, then we can move on to courage for them to move back into the community. So that's basically what we're doing.
That's incredible.
How many members do you actually have in the organization?
Well, right now I have a board of 6 people. That are working with me. I have 2 stylists working with me also. And, you know, right now we're working on spreading. You know, I'm also partnered with the American Cancer Society, so they send me, you know, whoever. I have 4 surgeons.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, as far as actually women that are involved in the foundation, how many women?
Women.
You know?
We have, it's the 2 image consultants, which is myself and a girl named Tina. I have another assistant, Sharon, who's great. She's a cancer survivor. And I have a board of 6 members, and 3 of them are women, and 2 of which are breast cancer survivors also.
That's what it is. I want to ask you a question. You know what I'm saying? Right now, you know, Street Queens, the movement, the sisterhood, we're a sisterhood, and we're here to support anything, everybody that's doing something positive in the world to try to change. We always cry and scream about problems, but we're here to solve the problem. So,
absolutely.
So we're dubbing you as an official Street Queen ambassador, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we want to partner up with you. I have Lush Radio. We also have Felicia Sabree that does Music Mania. We have Toy, Miss Toy, that does, she's a publicist for Exclusive Fashion and Spurs and her own business, Stylistas. She's a publicist to several other different artists and different people, and also for the Street Queens. And we have your girl, TG, the hot model doing her thing, and she's also an excellent writer. And, you know, we got my girl, Javita, who's an activist, and we always support positive things. And we want to know, what can the Street Queens do to help you? Can we do some cross promotions? Can we sit in the
panel? Absolutely. Absolutely. I welcome anyone who wants to be a part of it. You know, it's really, I could really cry right now because it touches my heart. You know, that there are people out there, especially, you know, women, who want to get involved and participate in this, because, you know, the men have thought that they could take over this whole thing. And I'm really proud.
Yeah.
So you know, I would love for you.
I would like to say that I think that it's awesome, because I know that I mentioned it a little bit earlier, but my sister did lose her battle with cancer, and I know just how ashamed she was when she went through chemotherapy, and you know, she just felt like she wasn't herself, and, you know, it was really hard for her. So I think that that's really a positive and encouraging, you know, thing that you guys are doing for women, because it's just awesome. And if, you know,
you know, I wish that I knew about it when she was here because she would have totally benefited from it.
Absolutely. You know, I find it so sad because I lost so many family members myself through cancer, not just breast cancer. But, you know, these women, there's so many of them that are getting diagnosed. And, you know, they fall through the cracks in the system and they're faced to battle with this. And they found now that the suicide level is so high that, you know, where do we start? So I figure instead of looking so much into a cure that these women might not ever see, I would like to help women right now. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much. I'm sorry, what?
How can they get in contact with the organization if they need help?
Well, right now, I'm listed under the American Cancer Society and their phone referral system. So if they call their number or their their website, they can find my foundation. We're the Jaden's Closet Breast Cancer Foundation.
You said Jaden?
Yeah, I named it after my son.
My son's name is Jaden, too. That's funny.
How is it spelled? J-A-Y-D-E-N?
I thought J-A-D-E-N.
No, it's J-A-D-E-N.
Oh, J-A-D-E-N.
I saw my son's name, J-A-E-D-E-N.
Oh, wow, there's so many Jadens.
Yeah, there's
Jaden's
a lot of
Jadens.
Yeah.
Correct.
It's the American Cancer Association, right?
American Cancer Society.
Okay, American Cancer Society. I'm typing this inside the chat room.
Okay, no problem. So they can find me through there. Also, they can hit me up on my personal email through my business, which is darafoster@jadensclosetllc.com, and they can email me whatever they want from there.
That's what it is. I am so proud of you, Queen, for doing what you're doing and helping these people out doing what you do, because it takes a strong woman to step outside the box and do something
mm-hmm.
that you for real.
Thank you.
I respect you. I got another caller calling in. You're live on Lush Radio with the Street Queens, you know what I'm saying? Peace.
Hey, what's up? This is Polo.
Hey, Polo.
Hey, what's happening, y'all?
What's going on, Polo?
Hello.
Man, you know, it ain't nothing, man. You know, it's just one of them days, you know, getting ready to, you know, get ready for tomorrow. You know, Lou Diamond, you know, wakes tomorrow from 4 to 9, so that's something I got to get prepared for and, you know, stay strong
mm-hmm.
for, you know, another soldier that done went down, you know, all for the wrong reasons, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Unfortunate.
So, you know, I definitely want to, you know, just commend y'all for all calling in, for the people that didn't know him, for the people that didn't know him. I, you know, greatly appreciate that y'all called in. His family would definitely greatly appreciate that as well. And, you know, Lou was
mm-hmm.
not only a barber to me, he was a very, very close friend of mine. I knew Lou for about 8 years, but it feel like I know him like 30. And I done
mm-hmm.
seen that man at 26 years old touch everybody's heart, from gangsters to street dudes, to corporate dudes. I mean, he just got along with everybody. So
mm-hmm.
it's just sad that he, you know, he couldn't beat this the second time around. But
mm-hmm.
you know, he good now. You know, he in that mansion in heaven somewhere. He good.
Mm-hmm.
He's comfortable. He's comfortable.
Yeah,
yeah,
man.
He's
in a better place because he, like I said, I mean, I didn't personally know Lou. But, you know, Polo, you my dude, man, and, you know, anything, you know, it touches me, too. And from hearing the story from Maddie to everybody that's in Boston, you know, from Maddie's words, he says that, you know, Lou Diamond was like almost like, you know, a superstar over there because he touched so many people. And, you know, even if you didn't have enough money to get your hair cut, this dude would still cut your hair, you know. This cat put his little brothers through college, you know what I'm saying? Looked out for his family, you know what I mean? Just gave back. He had a good heart, and it's crazy that you got cats that's doing so much dirt out here, but they still breathing. But you got an angel that came down here, touched so many people, had to lose his life. It's crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Yeah, it's deep, man. I seen them. Yeah, like I said, I seen them touch a lot of people, man. I seen them. I seen the guy, man, was a guy came home from jail. He didn't know Lou. He stopped in the shop. He said, "Hey, sir, I need a haircut. I ain't got no money." Lou said, "Listen, man, we don't do that over here, man. You're next. Get in the chair." Gave him a cut. Gave him $100 and told him to be safe, man.
Wow.
Gave him the cut for free and gave him $100 and told him to be safe, man. I mean,
oh,
so
nice.
He's just a. Yeah, he's just another, you know, he's just another, like, I always say they don't make dudes like me no more. But, you know, I'm old school, but Lou's 26 years old, and I can honestly say they don't make him like that no more either. I mean, for him to be so generous and just so kind.
So they don't make him like that no more.
They don't, man.
Yes, I mean, they don't.
I was just telling CG yesterday,
yeah.
He's the type of dude that will see her pull over on the road, tell her, take my truck and go home, and I'll wait here for the tow truck for your car. And, you know, I'll catch up with you later. Like, that's just the type of dude he was. And a lot of people is not into that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They don't make him like that.
Yeah, man.
He is like,
it's a real dude.
We got two more callers. Sorry to cut you off. 267-240. You're live on Lush Radio with the Street Queens playing tribute to Lou Diamond and all those people going through it.
E2K Magazine's on the check-in.
Hey, Emma, what's going on?
Emma, how
are
you doing,
Emma? Is this phone?
Hello?
Yeah, Polo on?
This is Billy Blast.
Polo, peace, Polo.
Hello? Hey, Emma, hey, Billy Blast. Hey,
hi,
everybody.
Sweetie.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How y'all feeling? Billy Blast calling in on behalf of Vintage Beast to pay tribute to Lou Diamond and his family. You know, we calling to pay our respects. In Jaden's Closet, you know, we're here to represent for y'all if y'all need anything, you know?
Thank you.
That's what it is,
hey,
man.
You know, it is what it is, man. Bill, what's up, man?
What's going on, brother?
I mean, you know, it's just one of them days, man. You know, I've been through it before, man. You know what I mean? So this is just something, you know, I just got to go through again. You know, this is just the way of life, man. It's just something we just got to go through, you know, one time or another in our lives. You feel me?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, it's unfortunate the way that things happen, man. But you know, it's like my grandmother told me one time. You know, we smile at death and we cry at birth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, I was raised by my grandmother, so I have that instilled in me. But you know, it's like you smile at death. Not to say it in such a harsh way, but it's like, you know. Lou is not going through the situation that he's been going through, and there's no more pain and hurt no more. So
yeah,
now it's time
to comfort
him. You know what I mean? Yeah,
that's right.
I didn't actually know the brother personally, but you know, I know he was a close affiliate of my brother Polo, which is on the phone. So you know, I'm just calling to salute and pay my respects.
And Bill, that's real too, man. Because you know, me and you go way back, man. So you know my family. You know how close I was with my mother and father. And as you well know, my mother and father died of cancer, too, back to back.
Yeah.
My pop died in 98, and my mom died in 99. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that was my biggest hurdle in my life of living. So once I overcame that, I knew that I couldn't be stopped from that point on. So with Lou going through what he was going through, it just touched me just because. Like I said, he touched so many people, man. It's hard to tell you how many people he touched because he just it was a given with him. It was almost like you can just go in and say, hey, I know that guy, man. You know, if I need somebody to pay my rent, I can go see Lou Diamond. Like it was like a no brainer for me not to tell you no. Like he was another dude, man. Like the average person's like, what? Pay my rent? You crazy? He's like, oh, you need someone out. Yeah, he's like, oh, you need someone out here.
Rent is
that, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, and then, you know, him being at the barbershop, you know, sometimes everybody might not always come through, you know, paying their rent. You know, they got to pay him to pay his bills. And sometimes he'll wait a month for his money, and then he'll come out of his own pocket to pay his bills and lights and cable to keep them working. So, I mean, he was a hell of a guy, man. God bless Gene out there. You know, I love y'all, man. Will, that's his older brother, his younger sister, his two brothers. Uncle Lou, Lou has four brothers, including him and five and a sister. And shout out to his moms, man. You know, I love y'all, and you know, I'll see y'all tomorrow, man.
Absolutely.
We gonna cry together.
We are gonna cry together.
You know what I'm saying? Lou birthday. God bless him. He didn't get to make it for man. It's November 1st. He He's a Scorpio like I, man, and, you know, we hold it down out here, and this is what we do.
That's right.
Hey, I also, I was listening to the show, man. I also want to, you know what I mean, give a shout-out to Ace Diamond, man, because that's, like, me personally, that's my definition of a soldier.
Yeah,
oh, no
really.
Doubt. No doubt. Well, yeah, Ace Diamond, definitely shout-out to you, too. Incredible dude.
Yeah, that song he made, I'm going to have to go and download that song because that song is really incredible.
Yeah, these three words. These words, like he said, you automatically think of, like, Stevie Wonder. So, like, the angle that he came at with that song is like, ingenious to me.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a deep dude. Yeah, he's definitely a deep dude, man. Shout out to DJ Finesse, man. You keep managing that, man. You got another angel on your hands, man. And, you know, hopefully, you know, y'all do what y'all do, man. Y'all keep it popping out there, man.
All right, Polo.
Yo, we love you, Polo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
we love you, Polo.
Prayers are with you and Polo's, you know what I'm saying? Stay up, you know what I'm saying? He in a better place, you know what I mean? He's shining down on us, you know what I'm saying? And smiling, saying, yo, at least you know
smiling,
what I'm saying? I touched everybody, man. I touched everybody.
Yeah, he definitely, man. So y'all take care, man. Like I said,
once again, Polo.
Man, shout out to all of y'all, man. CG, you know, I love y'all, man. Toy, Felicia, Billy Blast, Lushy Lush. I mean, hey, listen, y'all just do what y'all do, man. All right? Jazita, it's E2K, Big M, I hear you, baby. I got y'all, and I will talk to y'all later,
man. And we got you, and we got you, Polo Plug,
No doubt, no question.
We got you all day.
All right, I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, peace.
That's what it is, man. Real talk right there, man. You know what I'm saying? If you got a family member that's been affected with cancer, or, you know what I'm saying, or you're going through it and you just want to vent, you just want to talk to somebody, you can call in right now at 347-826-7722. Or, you know, any other places, you know, that's contributing to the cause, to, you know, to help with the cancer, or just, you know, uplift these young ladies or gentlemen going through it. Call in at 347-826-7722. It's not a game, ladies and gentlemen. It can affect us, man, at a young age. It has no mercy. You understand? It's a silent killer. You understand? It kills you real slow. Some people are fortunate to make it, and some people aren't. You know what I mean? So like I'm saying, before, if God forbid it happens, get yourself checked out. It's not a game out here for real. Real talk.
Hey, listen, Lush, I gotta make a move. I'm gonna be moving around, but I'm gonna stay tuned online. I actually got to make a move, but, you know, it's Billy Blast, Vintage Beast Productions on behalf of Jaden's Closet Exclusive Fashion and Furs, Lou Diamond's family. We're here to pay homage for y'all. We just want to pay our respects, let everybody know. If you know you need anything, it's very easy to get in contact with us.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. And peace.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much,
Billy Blast.
Right. Y'all be safe,
all right?
You too.
All right.
Peace.
Yo, we're getting crazy love on here, you know what I'm saying? Lou, I know you looking down right now, my dude, and I know you smiling. We over here right now paying you homage, man. I should pop a bottle of Mo right now, son, and just tip it over. Dude. Talk.
Lush, you know what? That's why your name is Lush.
Talk, son. No, we're not going quiet, son. We're not going. You wasn't a quiet dude. You was
pop
a happy.
Pop it off, Lush. Pop it off. Pop it
off. You
know
what I'm saying? We're going to pop bottles.
You guys
are going to pop bottles for Luke.
Pop it off.
You know what I'm saying? It's not a
Let
game.
Let him hear the
court.
Because you know what it is? You know what it is? A lot of times people look at death, you know, in different ways. Some people take it as a time to celebrate their life and celebrate, you know, the people that they touched on this. And naturally, you're going to grieve, but I think that what you should pull from it is who they were as an individual, what their struggle was, and how they overcame it, you know, because at the end of the day, it hurts when you lose somebody that was close to you, especially when you see them battle something like cancer that, you know, a lot of times it's inevitable. You know that they possibly won't, you know, overcome it, but you see them fight it every day and night. And it's like you can't just be so sad. Sometimes you just really have to celebrate their life, and change the perspective on it because it hurts. It's hard. Like even me, I'm emotional right now. I mean, I'm thinking back to my sister and the time when, you know, I lost her. But that was years ago now. But the wound really never fully heals. It's fresh like it's the first day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you really have to appreciate them for who they were and celebrate their life, you know.
Yeah.
And enjoy your life while you have it, regardless of what you're going through. You know?
I think, too, you should also appreciate the time that you've had with that person. You know, for those that are close to the person that, of course, passes away. I mean, it touches everybody, even though if you don't know them on a personal level, just to hear their story, it still affects you as a human being. But when you're closer to them, you know, it's a different effect. I mean, you know, I like in 1990, I lost my aunt to breast cancer, you know, and she was my favorite aunt. And all I could remember, all I could always think about is how joyful a life she was. Like, you guys think that I'm high all day, like, on natural life. Like, if you would have met her, she's, like, nonstop. Like, the party, you know, she steps in a party and she makes everything go, and everybody knew my aunt, and she just was, like, you know, like, on the go. So to see her, like, having to slow down and go through chemo and, you know, do all that stuff and lose her hair, where she had to wear wigs and, you know, go through all these changes, you know, feeling like she needed people to help her. Like, she was a very independent woman. So, when you to lose all that, you know, little by little, and her deteriorating, her, you know, not finding herself as beautiful as she was before, you know, that hurt a lot, too. She started, like, going into a shell, and then it was, like, it was no longer her, you know. And, I mean, of course, she was on, you know, her last days and stuff, and at the time we didn't know it, but, you know, what I'm saying is that what I got from that, although I got pain, it was painful. That was my aunt, and she had long nails just like her. What I took from that was the fact that she enjoyed her life to the fullest. Even though, you know, she was the one that anything happened in the family, and she would find a way to make things better. And for us to see, you know, to see that problem. Not so much of a problem, but that we can get together as a family and work it out. You know, that not everything was so impossible. So, you know, I took that from her, and she prepared me. She made me strong. Actually, her death made me strong, because in 91, I lost my grandmother. In 92, I lost my, you know, the man that I was with. He got shot in the streets. So it was like those 3 years back to back, I was just, you know, enduring nothing but death. And that made me strong, you know, thinking of her that way. Actually, my grandmother, you know, because she died a year before her, so my grandmother was the one that was telling me just that, you know. You need to, you know, seek what made you happy, what made you love that person, you know, because you're hurting because you love them, you know. And what was the reason why you loved them? You know, you loved them because they did this to you, they caused this happiness, they made you feel this way, comfort or whatever, and that's what you need to celebrate and be thankful. Then you got people in, you know, in your life that way. Because people are going to come and go in your life, whether it be by death or by just friendship. You know, we can last being friends for 10 years. We can last being friends 1 year. But then in that 1 year, we can do so many things together, share so many emotions, that 20 years still down the line, you know, that's still remembered.
You don't forget. You know, it's important, too, for those people that have family members that are going through, you know, battling whatever form of cancer it is, the most important thing I honestly can say as a family is to stay close and to encourage them, even if it's down to the last minute and things aren't looking so good, continue to encourage them and help them to keep their spirits up, because the strength that's with it, that's inside of a person that's battling cancer, helps them to fight it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, that negativity kills them.
Strength.
Yeah, the inner strength
and their commitment to you know, trying to go on is what keeps them strong throughout, you know, their whole battle.
Right.
Ladies, quick thought. We're about to go into a quick commercial. I want everybody stand fast. We're going to a quick commercial. Any callers that want to call in, you know, as soon as I come off of the commercial, I'll plug you in. So it's 347-826-7722. And then, ladies, we'll go into our assignments so we can give these people some knowledge. And then I'll drop my poem, Salute to Lou Diamond. You know what I mean? So I'm going to go to a quick commercial. And then we're going to come in and do our 1-2.
Okay.
All right.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com, man.
It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it. Yeah, this is your girl, Lushy Lush. And I'm just telling you, man, if you want nothing but the exclusive fashion, nothing but custom-made jackets, from furs to shoes to boots, anything you want to make you feel sexy, we have exclusive fashion and furs. Yeah. Holla exclusive fashion and furs at www.marspace.com. Exclusive fashion, the number 4, real. Or www.myspace.com/PotterJoh, PotterJoh. Or call them at 860-777-6578. And baby, if it's not exclusive, it's not fashion.
Yeah, 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 it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building with the Street Queens. All hail the Street Queens. You know, we always do what it do, man. We talking about Lou Diamond paying them homage and tribute, paying homage to all those going through cancer survivors and all that. And before I go into anything else, I got a caller that I just plugged in. 832, you're live in the building with the Street Queens. What's the business?
Hello. Hi, my name is Miranda Clay, and I'm all the way from Texas. I just wanted to call and come in on the passing of Lou Diamond. Basically, I just wanted to say that he's going to be missed. I was fortunate enough to do an interview on him for Against the Grain magazine here in Texas, and I see that he was doing big things. And even though I didn't meet him personally, talking to him for hours, I got to know his personality. He informed me about, you know, he had cancer or the tumors before, and you know, it was just all of a sudden that he passed. And I really am gonna miss him. He was a really genuine person, and I just want everybody to know how genuine he was. And you know, he's gonna be missed here in Texas and worldwide.
Did that interview ever get published, or can
yes,
is there
is.
Any way that we can either get them a copy of it or see it online or something?
Yes, actually you can. I know Polo has some information with exclusive fashion and furs. He has some of the articles, some of the magazines, and
okay.
Then you can I guess you can go to againstthegrain.com.
Okay. Yeah, you know, Emma, you know what I can do? I'm sorry to cut you off, hon. This is Miss Toy. I'm the publicist for Exclusive Fashion and Furs. I can send you a copy of the magazine.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I would like to have that. Thank you.
Yeah, and also, yeah, we're gonna get a copy of a show that he did. A friend of ours, Wally Sparks from Air to the Streets, did, where you get to actually see Lou talk about his business. And this interview was maybe about half a year ago, so it's very fresh, very recent. It was him at his best, you know. You know, he's fresh. You know, he was a fresh dude. He loved to get dressed up and wear his diamonds and, you know, his sunner shades and just, you know, how he was just fresh all the time and clean and immaculate. Yeah, you get to see him at his best in that interview. So I love to watch it. I just saw it the other day. And I just had to smile because I said, that's my dude right there. That's him always, you know, plugging his business and just working all the time, man. Good dude, man.
Okay, Toya. Thank you, Toya.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it is. I truly appreciate you, young lady, for calling in all the way straight out of Texas. You know what I'm saying? Representing the Grain, doing your 1-2. You know what I mean? We appreciate all the love, for real, real talk. He was a
yeah,
good dude, man.
And please stay on if you can, or if not, at least continue to listen to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, because this is a panel of women, you know, and we do this every Thursday at 8 p.m., and we touch on a lot of different issues, you know. You never know, maybe something that you may want to come on and even talk about Against the Grain magazine, you know, or get Malcolm to call in, or, you know, we set up an interview for Malcolm or whatever the case may be. We're just always working, basically, right, Lush?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
thank you. That's what's up.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? People out. You know what I'm saying? People out there worldwide, you're listening right now. live on Lush Radio with the Street Queens. All hail the Queens, you know what I'm saying? Cancel chapter one, you know what I'm saying? I don't believe that we should just focus on cancer on 1 month. This is something that affects us every single day. You
That's
understand
right.
what I'm saying? Don't get caught up in the hype and just worry about it for 1 month. You need to be working every day or trying to do something to reach out to try to help with this. This is affecting people every day. Little kids going to children's hospital and seeing little babies going through this, man. It brings tears to your eyes, man. It's not a game.
You know, it is, Lush. It is. And for all the people that bought the pink ribbons to support breast cancer, that's a beautiful thing. But there's much more that you can do to support. You can always go to your local hospital and go and volunteer or just sit and read to maybe some of the children or some of the women that are going through chemotherapy. That's an even stronger way to show support for, you know, cancer patients, you know, that are actually going through the struggle. Because wearing the pink ribbon is a great...
Hello?
Hello?
We lost somebody.
I think Toy actually got
we lost Toya.
She kind of lost it.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I guess she was basically saying, you know, wearing the pink ribbon is a good thing to do, but if you just wearing it for show, it's really no purpose.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going out there to try to reach your hand and do something, just volunteer, just even today. Just go down to Children's Hospital or any hospital where you got cancer patients going through it and just say, baby girl's going to be all right, or baby boy's going to be all right. Let me read you a story. Or
a
go
human
to that
touch.
Young lady
yeah.
or teenager. Huh?
I said a human touch. Just going and just them feeling your presence, just you giving them a pat or a hug. I mean, it's like, wow, they feel
just
they're not going through that alone.
Yeah, just knowing somebody cares. Because let me tell you, real talk, there's a lot of people that got cancer and don't really got no family. And
mm-hmm.
they're going through it by themselves. Just to hear somebody say, hey, it's going to be all right. I'm here to pray for you. It's going to be all right. And just to hear that might even get them through it. You never know.
Okay.
It only takes for you to try, man. It only takes a little bit to do the right thing, man. I got to pay homage to everybody going through it, struggling through it. You know, them little babies going through it. It hurts my heart, you know, to see them in there. And, you know, my story that, you know what I'm saying, I'm with right now, he actually lost his, you know what I'm saying, his wife, you know what I'm saying, the cancer and everything. And I got to send a shout out to her, you know what I'm saying. She was a beautiful woman, you know what I'm saying, with beautiful children out here. And she was a loving wife to him, you know what I'm saying. And she treated him wonderful, you know what I'm saying. But she lost the battle. And I want to, you know, say a prayer to her, you know what I'm saying, send her a shout out. She up there looking down on him and sending her prayers and stuff. She was a good woman, you know what I'm saying, beautiful woman. And I want to, you know, send praise to her because it's not a game. She fought all the way to the last breath, you know what I'm saying. So, you know what I mean, to everybody going through it. I had a babysitter that I loved to death, and she died from cancer, you know. And that hurt me. That hurt my heart, you know what I'm saying. Going through cancer is not a game. It affects men and women. It's not something just to, you know, pay homage for 1 month. It's all good if you, you know, donate a little bit. But look, man, it's something that happens every single day. Why can't you just take a minute or a second to go and check yourself out? Just please, I'm begging you. Just go check yourself out and just make sure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, take the proper tests every month, you know. Take the proper tests. Don't think, well, it can't happen to me or that's not in my family or just take the test. Just take the test.
Yeah, it's not a game, man. So, you know, people out here going through it, they struggling, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes they don't have nowhere to call. That's why we have the Street Queens, and Street Queens always got your back, you know what I'm saying? And we always trying to shine a light, trying to shine that light, man. So, you know, if you feeling it and you want to say a couple of words or you want to send a tribute to your man Lou Diamond, call in at 347-826-7722. Ladies, who wants to start off first with your homework assignment?
Jamita.
Actually, no, not me, because mine is about the treatment. So, nice try. I think we should start with the breast cancer first.
So we're doing the breast?
Yeah, do the breast first.
All right, ladies, with the breast assignment.
This is CG. I can do mine was on mastectomy. And for those who don't know, a mastectomy surgery is an operation to remove the breast or as much of the breast as possible. And there's different forms. There's one that's called a total simple mastectomy, which that's when the surgeon removes the whole breast. And the modified radical mastectomy is when the surgeon removes the whole breast and most or all of the lymph nodes under the arm. A lot of times in mastectomy surgery, they check to make sure that the cancer hasn't spread towards the underarm. And, you know, that's very important. That is very, very, very important. Because in breast cancer, you need to check the whole surrounding area, the chest, the breast, the underarm, you know, and the muscles underneath. Also, there are side effects to mastectomy surgery, and there can be pain and tenderness in the area of operation, but it will go away. Pain in your neck or back, feeling out of balance, and if you have large breasts, you know, I don't know, they don't want people to get reconstructive surgery. They're not saying that you shouldn't, but if you have large breasts, you really will feel the pain a lot after the surgery. So, I mean, it's really your call. You need to discuss with your doctor your pain tolerance and, you know, what's the best procedure for you. You have arm and shoulder muscles will feel stiff and weak, numbness and tingling in your chest. And those are some of the basic problems and side effects that you will have with the surgery. The benefits of the surgery is it will remove cancer where it started, and it also checks the cancer to make sure that it's not in the surrounding areas like I described earlier. So there are, I mean, that is the main benefit, which I think is the most important, you know, to have the cancer removed. As far as the reconstructive surgery after the mastectomy, a lot of women who plan to have the mastectomy want to have breast reconstructive surgery afterwards. And that's either breast implants or the tissue flap surgery. Breast implants, the reconstructive surgery usually is when they put an implant filled with salt water or silicone gel under your skin or chest muscle. And that's, you know, we know what breast implants are, and that builds a, you know, a brand new breast-like shape. The tissue flaps is when a surgeon builds a new breast-like shape from just muscle, fat, and skin taken from other parts of your body. There's no foreign object put in your body, and that can or should last the rest of your life. The actual silicone, you know, you need to have that checked, and you know, you can get problems usually with that. Yeah, everyone knows about the whole breast implant surgery, so.
Yeah, man, it's kind of scary.
Yeah, I mean, it can create hardness, breast pain, infection, leak, you know, you can get leaks. You know, they can break, they can move, they can shift. You know, I know a lady who had, she had a breast implant in one of her breasts, and after a while, you could see the fold in the actual bag or the pocket, so it would show in her breast. It would be, you know, a dent or a crease, and it was embarrassing for her, you know, of course, because, you know, this is something that you don't normally see.
Yeah.
So, but there are risks to tissue flap reconstructive surgery, because it's a major surgery. The healing usually takes longer than breast implants, and you usually have a loss of strength or trouble healing, and infection comes, you know, along with the surgery as well. But I just basically wanted to let everybody know, as far as mastectomy, it is when you have your breast removed, but there are steps that you can take afterwards so that you're you know, secure with yourself. Just like she said, you know, comfort, confidence, and courage. You know, you have to have all of those three things to go through with this. And then if for anyone who's trying to find information on follow-up care after the breast reconstructive surgery, you can go to www.cancer.gov. That will give you any information that you want, any definitions that you want. They'll show you pictures of exactly what the surgeries will look like, you know, simulated pictures of what your breast might look like if it's infected. Or you can call the National Cancer Institute Information Service, and that number is 1-800-4-CANCER. That's 1-800-422-6237. And I just wanted to touch on a project that I've worked on at work. That we've spent a lot of time on this project, and it's called Virtual CIS. And it's basically catered towards just three projects. Project one is catered towards prostate cancer. You know, and Project 2 is catered towards breast cancer, and Project 3 is catered towards pathways to recovery. It basically shows and helps you learn how to speak with your doctor or ways of healing and ways to deal with getting over any type of breast cancer or, you know, surgery. So basically anyone who's having problems or, you know, concerned about anything, like Lush said and like the rest of the Street Queen said, you definitely need to get checked. And there's different procedures that you can choose from. You don't have to stick with just one thing. There's different things that you can choose from. So please know that there's options out there. And the website that we worked on also helps people learn how to talk with their doctor. There's video clips on there that can show you how to conduct a conversation with your doctor and how to ask questions that you're not comfortable with, you know. So once again, just the National Cancer Institute Information Service, you know, you can call them at 1-800-4-CANCER and get any information that you need. And every information, everything that I gave you, you can find that there as well. And www.cancer.gov for any other information that you need as well.
That's what it is right there. I'm so proud of you, CG. Next up, we got Felicia Sabree. What you got, Felicia?
Yeah, so I want to talk about mammograms. And a mammogram is basically it's an X-ray photograph of the breast. And basically, they can detect they detect cancer, actually. And I guess they say, like, 35% of women who've had cancer. Hold on 1 second. Sorry about that. It says, by the risk of dying from breast cancer, 35% in women over the age of 50. It suggests studies for women between 40 and 50 have a lower risk of dying. So, like, if you're under the age of 50, 35% of women have actually survived breast cancer because they've detected it early. But, you know, my aunt, she's 29 years old, and she just got diagnosed with cancer. So if you have a strong family history, they recommend that you make an appointment. And I guess there's actually a blood test that you can actually have to see if, like, there's a certain mutation of cancer in your bloodstream. But other than that, if you don't have a strong family history, then you're not suggested to have a mammogram until you're actually 40 years old. And also, I want to talk about a biopsy. And basically, a biopsy is, it takes, like, a tissue sample of your breast to test for cancer. That's kind of, like, a little bit more painful because they actually, they stick a needle in your breast to test for it. I'm not really sure how big the needle is. I know it's bigger than the normal needle that you would have for just a regular blood sample. And also there are MRIs, which can actually detect cancer as well.
That's what it is. Felicia Sabree. That's what it is. I'm so proud of you, Felicia.
Oh, thank you very much.
So who's up next? Are we going to get Javita over there. Javita, you going to be up next, Javita?
No.
I think I'm before Javita, right?
No, go ahead, Emma.
Yes, because I speak about the symptoms and she
the treatment.
Talks about the treatment. So
yeah, go ahead. Talk about symptoms.
Okay. We're touching brain tumor and the symptoms for brain cancer. You can have brain cancer in, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's about 6 different parts of your brain, and they all named differently and they all have different symptoms, so I'm going to read all of them separate. I'm going to start with this headaches. This, you get headaches. This was the most common symptom, with 46% of the patients reporting having headaches. They described the headaches in many different ways, with no one pattern being a sure sign of brain tumor. Many, perhaps most people, get headaches at some point in their life, so this is not a definite sign of brain tumors. You should mention it to your doctors if the headaches are different from those you ever had before, are accompanied by nausea, vomiting, are made worse by bending over or straining when going to the bathroom. seizures. This was the second most common symptoms reported, with 33% of the patients reporting a seizure before the diagnosis was made. Seizures can also be caused by other different things like epilepsy, high fever, stroke, trauma, and other disorders. This is a symptom that should never be ignored, whatever the cause. In a person who never had a seizure before, it usually indicates something serious and you must get a brain scan. A seizure is a sudden, involuntary change in behavior, muscle control, consciousness, and or sensation. Symptoms of a seizure can range from sudden violent shaking and total loss of consciousness to muscle twitching or slight shaking of a limb.
Wow.
Staring into space, altered vision, and difficulty in speaking are some of the other behaviors that a person may exhibit while having a seizure. Approximately 10% of the U.S. population will experience a single seizure in their lifetime. So that's serious. Nausea and vomiting. As with headaches, these are nonspecific, which means that most people who have nausea and vomiting do not have brain tumor. 22% of the people in our survey reported that they had nausea and or vomiting as a symptom. Nausea and or vomiting is more likely to point towards a brain tumor if it is accompanied by the other symptoms mentioned here. Vision or hearing problems. 25% reported vision problems. This one is easy. If you notice any problem with your hearing or vision, it must be checked out. I commonly hear that the eye doctor is the first one to make the diagnosis, because when they look in your eyes, they can sometimes see signs of increased intracranial pressure. This must be investigated. Problems with weakness of the arms, legs, or face, muscles, and strange sensations in your head or hands. 25% reported weakness of the arms and or legs. 16% reported strange feelings in the head, and 9% reported strange feelings in the hands. This may result in an altered gait, dropping objects, falling, or an asymmetric facial expression. These could also be symptoms of a stroke. Sudden onset of these symptoms is an emergency. You should go to the emergency room. If you notice a gradual change over time, you must report it to your doctor. Behavioral and cognitive problems. Many reported behavioral and cognitive changes, such as problems with recent memory, inability to concentrate, or finding the right words, acting out, no patience or tolerance, and loss of inhibitions, saying or doing things that are not appropriate for the situation. If you think something is wrong, go see your doctor. Explain that you are worried it is a brain tumor. Keep in mind that brain tumors are relatively rare compared to most other disorders, so the primary care doctor is not usually going to be thinking it is a brain tumor. They first think of more common causes of the symptoms. 64% of the time, the doctor thought it was not a brain tumor when the respondents first went to the doctor. More than half of the people reported that they had the symptoms for more than a month before the correct diagnosis of brain tumor was made. With the malignant brain tumors, a delay of a month in starting treatment can make a major impact on the outcome. For the frontal lobe, which is the front of the brain, it causes behavioral and emotional changes, impaired judgment, impaired sense of smell, memory loss, paralysis, and I'm saying that wrong, on one side of the body, reduces mental capacity, vision loss, and inflammation of the optic nerve. For the parietal lobe, which is middle top of the brain, the tumor may cause the following symptoms: impaired speech, inability to write, lack of recognition, seizures, and spatial disorders. For occipital, and I know I'm saying that wrong too, but it's OCCIPITAL, which is the back of the brain. which is the back of the brain, is tumors. The temporal lobe, which is middle center, which is behind the eyes. That causes behavioral and emotional changes, difficulty speaking and swallowing, drowsiness, headache, especially in the morning, hearing loss, muscle weakness on one side of the face, muscle weakness on one side of the body, uncoordinated gait, vision loss, drooping eyelid, or crossed eyes, and vomiting.
All of this is from brain cancer?
Yes. It depends on which, because we have different parts of the brain, so it depends which part of that brain is the one that's affected.
Wow.
And then it causes different symptoms, you know, for the different part of the brain.
Oh, my God. This is serious, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of information.
I can't even imagine what somebody's just going through dealing with that. That's crazy, yo.
Yeah, because that's your brain, so that's something totally out of your control. It's just happening, you know?
Right.
So, Rita,
okay,
you ready to get you done? You still got some more?
No, I'm done.
I'm so proud of you, Emma. You're so
Thank you. Oh, and you can check out if you want to participate in a survey. You can go to symptomsurvey.cfm, and it goes right into the site.
That's what it is, man. I got one caller that just jumped in. 201. You're live on Lush Radio.
Hi, Lush. This is Dara Foster calling again. I'm sorry I hung up. I wasn't feeling too well, but I definitely wanted to get back in it since all the facts was coming out. I wanted to let women know, you know, the importance of getting checked and getting screened. You know, early detection, I want them to know the reality behind it, that, you know, when you go to get your mammogram, there are risks. And there's a possibility that that breast tumor or the breast cancer behind the breast and under the lymph node and under the arm there has been sitting there for about 10 years before they detect it in the mammogram.
Wow.
And that women should also know that in some cases it is hereditary. You know, there are women who are born with the breast cancer trait, like the woman Sue that I was taking care of. She was born with it, and it just kept coming back. So, you know, women need to know the importance of getting screened. You know, if you know that cancer's in your family, you need to go. You know, the earliest they'll take you is at 30 because you're considered high risk. If you're, and, you know, everybody else is 35.
Mm-hmm.
But they need to know. And the year, this year, the statistics for breast cancer and diagnosis is 1 out of every 8 females.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm sure we got more than 8 women on the phone right now. You know, there's a chance that one of us will be diagnosed between this year and next year.
Wow, that's a close number.
Yeah.
Wow. You're scaring me right now, son. Real talk.
So if anybody feels any lumps or thickening in the breast.
Oh, God, don't get me started because I'm 40 and I got to go get my test done, all right? So please.
Oh, yeah. Don't be scared. I mean, there's ways to check it out. You know, you can go and feel around. They do the home examinations. They give you papers all the time for that.
I know I still have to go. Yeah, I have to definitely. I'm scheduling an appointment, as a matter of fact, definitely to go.
Oh, yes. And, oh, I forgot. The other thing that was very important was that women of color, it's very hard for them to detect it in some cases because we already have what they call thick cells in our breast. Like you feel almost like little lumps in your breast.
Mm-hmm.
So they check us thoroughly this year. They're checking us thoroughly to make sure that, you know, none of us have breast cancer. The numbers are high, ladies. The numbers are very high. So, you know, we have to take good care of ourselves.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, Dara, with that. I'm so proud of you, Dara. I just got to say, I'm so
thank you, thank you. I'm
Dara,
definitely
we love to get educated
in.
Here. We love to Dara, get educated here.
Yeah, that's what it is. Vita, you ready to get into your homework?
You know I am.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
let's start. I know a lot of people are wondering, what is brain cancer? It's the growth of abnormal cells in the tissue of the brain. Brain tumors can begin non-cancerous or malignant, which is cancerous. And the cancer term itself is a disease in which abnormal cells divide without control. I know a lot of people wonder, you know, what exactly is it? So that's the clinical definition for it. In talking about the treatments, I'll first get into image testing. The first one is magnetic resource imaging. That's an MRI scan. It is a diagnostic test of choice for brain cancer. The next test is computed axial tomography, which is a CAT scan. It involves the use of X-rays and a computer to obtain images of the brain, and a dye is often injected intravenously to improve the contrast between an abnormal mass and a normal mass. Now, in a PET scan, that is positron emission tomography, a PET scan helps the physician evaluate the brain function and cell growth by producing images of physical and chemical changes in the brain. So it's very important. Those are the kinds of tests that you would get. In addition to, they have biopsies. Now, that's an examination of tumor tissue, and this is the only way that to accurately arrive at the exact diagnosis of the tumor in the brain. And the same is true about stereotypic biopsy. This is imaging testing used to locate the tumor. A small hole is made in the skull, and a hollow needle is passed through to obtain the core of the tumor tissue. So it's very painful. An accurate diagnosis in this case happens over 90% of cases. Now, the complications of the stereotypic biopsy includes blood clots, hemorrhage, and infections, but the complications is very low. It's about 3%. Now, some additional things about treatment. The treatment for brain cancer depends on the age of the patient and the stage of the disease, the type of location the tumor is in, and whether the cancer is primarily tumor or brain metastasis. So, and the next step usually is surgery. Surgery is the treatment of choice for accessible primary brain tumors when the patient is in good health. Now, the prognosis improves with more than 90% if a tumor can be removed. Before surgery, they usually have some important tests are performed, which is what I just told you about with the MRI, the CAT scan, and the PET scan, and that's 40 patients over the age of 40 usually undergo an electrocardiogram, you know, EKG test, and that's a and chest X-ray exams. Now, they also talk about craniology. Craniology is the treatment of choice, and the goal is to remove as much of the tumor as possible. This procedure is preferred under general anesthesia and involves opening the skull.
That's crazy.
Now, there is laser microsurgery, that's MRI, is used to pinpoint the location of the tumor and laser it trying to destroy the tumor and the leftover parts of the tumor that's remaining after the craniotomy. Now, there's also brain mapping. Brain mapping is performed using local anesthesia and sedation. Now, the purpose of brain mapping is for the surgeon to remove as much of the tumor as possible without damaging vital areas of the brain. So this tells him which parts he can look at and how he should go about performing the surgery, since each patient's case is different. The post-operative care is the drug therapy and histamine inhibitors. Now, radiation therapy is used as well as a form of treatment. And along with that, they have gamma knife. Now, gamma knife is using ionized beams of radiation called gamma rays, and they're sent at different angles and to come together at a single point on the tumor. So I think that that's nice, that that's very neat, the gamma knife procedure. Then there's laser accelerators. This is involved using some dosing of radiation over multiple sessions. There is branch therapy. Branch therapy involves implement capacities containing radioactive substances in the tumor to deliver localization radiation. And then there's their usual radiation follow-up. Now, in addition to talking about this, I found some additional information because I wanted to definitely look not just into the treatment, but how this is relevant, because I know a lot of people seem to think, well, we don't care about brain cancer. We know about breast cancer, but we don't know about the significance of brain cancer or brain cancer causes. Now, a Swedish study showed that cell phones, that when you use your cell phone for at least an hour a day, you're at risk of developing a brain tumor, and it's 240% higher than a person who never uses one. And
I'm about to get off my cell phone. I'm about to get off my cell phone.
Now, 85 of the 905 people who had malignant tumors were used in this test who used cell phones, and they started using mobile phones a long time ago. Out of that average, 85 of them had used significant amount of cell phone usage. Now, that is extremely significant, especially since in the United States, brain cancer generally in 15 to 20 cases per 100,000 people. Brain cancer is the leading cause of cancer-related deaths in patients younger than 35.
Wow.
Yeah, so that is a major fact. And in addition to that, 17,000 people in the United States are diagnosed with primary cancer, and nearly 13,000 die of this disease. So it's very aggressive. It's very difficult, and that's why it's wonderful when we can have survivors like Ace Diamond come on, because so many are
mm-hmm.
lost. You know, you're looking at about 4,000 people who make it out of the 17,000 people who don't.
Yeah, and to have all this information at hand, you appreciate the more, because you have at least a little window of knowing what they've gone through or what they go through. With all those operations and, you know, every time the doctor has to take a poke at their brain and how they feel afterwards. I mean, that's what you call true survivors when they go through that and just, you know, come out of it just fine.
Right. And I also wanted to say that the tumor superior genes, I'm glad somebody mentioned it, that our guest mentioned that people are genetically prone to it. I know that I am because even right now, I've had 4 people this year alone to have cancer and actually be going through their second bout of cancer, even in my household. So,
wow.
Yeah. And I know that I'm even in the process of being checked for that because it's definitely a high, high, high risk in my family. So
mm-hmm.
this has been very informative to be able to do this. And in addition to, and that's why I do want to pay my respects to Lou Diamond, even though I didn't know him personally. I knew Polo, and I did read his article and Against the Grain, and it was very good, and his cuts and things were great. Now, back to the topic. The next thing is exposure to vinyl chloride. This is an environmental risk factor for brain cancer, and this is used in pipes, wire clothing, furniture, car parts, and houseware. And get this, people, it is present in tobacco smoke. So if there is hadn't been a reason previously for you to want to stop smoking, maybe this will help.
I don't smoke, so.
In addition to this, there are some signs, as Emma said, but also I wanted to talk about the electromagnetic radiation, EF, and EF is electromagnetic radiation. the radiation that's given off in cell phones is non-ionized electronic radiation. It's a low form. Now, X-rays, machines, things like that are a high risk of ionized stuff. So that's why they always ask you if you're pregnant or not whenever you're going to get a test. It's important to say whether or not you think you are or what have you so that you can be protected because that is high risk radiation. Cell phone uses is low. Now, a cellular telephone uses level of exposure to RF energy depends on several factors, and that's how long they're on the cell phone and the traffic in the given time in terms of how many times they use it and how long they stay on with each person and how many calls they get. It's just a lot of different factors that I have.
They say you shouldn't stand in front of the microwave, too, when you're talking on a cell phone.
Exactly, because you definitely are creating a lot. That's when actually the waves become high active. Now, RF energy can cause malignant cancerous brain tumors such as gliomas, and that's cancer of the brain that begin in glial cells. So this is definitely a very serious matter. Because cell phone use has gone, is something recent. It started early in the 1990s, and telephone.
So can I ask you a
mm-hmm.
question, Javita?
Uh-huh.
Javita, okay, with the cell phone use, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know we got a lot of, you know what I'm saying, female and male Russell Simmons out here that's always on the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of business owners, you know what I'm saying? Now with the use of the Bluetooth, does that kind of like limit it, or it doesn't because it's still connected to the phone? Or if you put it on a speaker and it's not towards your ear,
Okay, the deal with the headsets, hand-free kits reduce the amount of RF energy exposure to the headphone because of the antenna, which is the source of RF energy, is not passed against the head. Is not placed against the head. So the fact that you use a Bluetooth, that's very helpful, and that's why they're encouraging a lot of people to do that. Now, there are also other devices out that you can ask when you go in to buy a cell phone to help filter out some of the radiation, to help to limit some of the causes of possibly catching brain cancer. And even though there are no clinical studies of children who have brain tumors, children may be at a greater risk because their nervous systems are still developing at the time of exposure. So when parents, it's great that your kids have cell phones to call you, but at the same time, it's very dangerous, and you definitely need to limit the amount of cell phone usage that they use. And I know Disney Channel and a lot of different phone companies have it where you can go online on the computer and decide when your child's phone will work and when it won't work so that you can control when they talk and when they don't. And that is so important, and that's one way of preventing it, but definitely educate your children on the importance of not being on that cell phone 24/7 because they're definitely at a higher risk because they are still developing. Their nervous system and bodies are changing. And
well,
you definitely
speaking from the house phone.
Hmm?
Speaking from the house phone.
Yeah.
You just feel it's cooler from the cell phone, but you can speak from the house phone and still have your conversation.
Exactly, and actually that's better because telephones operate in a frequency range of about 1,800 to 2,200 megahertz. That's what the average telephone operates, and that's ionized frequency. That's talking from a secure line with AM, FM radio, as well as television sets. So it's a lot lower frequencies when you're not using a cell phone or even a cordless phone. Cordless phones are just as dangerous as the cell phone because you're still dealing with a little bit higher frequency. So it's always better if you can talk from a secure landline
mm-hmm.
as opposed to talking from a cordless phone or a cell phone.
That's what it is, man.
Yeah.
Javita, some deep stuff, Javita. You did your homework.
Yeah.
Real talk. I'm so proud of you, Javita.
Well,
Well, I learned from everybody today. I learned something from everybody today.
Everybody learned a little bit of something that they didn't know about cancer today. So for the people listening, you know, if you didn't know too much about cancer, we definitely gave you cancer 101 and 102 today on this show. So you know what I mean? You know what I mean? All the information we'll try to repost along with the show. You know, if you didn't catch it today, you know, log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. We do this each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock, touching on different issues, women empowerment, doing what we do, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Supreme Entertainment. They live in the chat room. Shout out to Urban Union Radio. They came through and blessed us. Shout out to all the listeners that's in the chat room doing their 1-2. And I really, really got to thank Dara for coming in and blessing us, you know what I'm saying, and inspiring us and telling us about the beautiful things that she's doing out here for the community, man. Because, you know, it takes people like Dara. It takes people like Ace Diamond, a survivor, a soldier. It takes people like the Street Queens. Us just, you know, stepping outside the box, you know what I'm saying, and not being scared. It only takes a little bit to do the right thing. You're shooting, you're killing, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. All you got to do is go into a hospital and say, look, baby girl, I know you're going through cancer and stuff, but, you know, I'm going to sit down here and volunteer and read a book for you. Or I'm going to donate some clothes because you don't got some clothes. Or I'm going to come over there, I'm going to go get you a wig so you make you feel good about yourself, style you up so we can build up your self-esteem. Just sit down and have a prayer group. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Take that.
You know what it is? It's easier to destroy than to build. The hardest thing is to build. It's so easy to destroy. So, you know, people's mentality, when something is hard, it's like, you know what, I'm not even going to do it. And usually all the positive things are hard. You know, it really takes special type of people to really step out the box and do the right thing. You know, but you have to, you know, it's part of how you grew up and all the stuff that you endured in life that makes you that way, you know.
That's right. And they say half the fight is emotional. It's in your mind. And if you have somebody to help you do that, it makes it 10 times better.
Dang.
That's why the Street Queens are here, so we can empower each other and everybody in their own state could make that difference.
Right. Yes, Street Queens, we don't just talk the talk. We walk the walk, man.
That's right.
We give you information. We're here to reach out a hand. You know what I'm saying? We doing our 1-2. We touch on everything. People are scared to talk about half of the things we talk about. But we're willing to step outside and step outside the norm and touch bases on real talk and real issues that we deal with every single day of our lives. You understand? It's not a game. Cancer people are dying every single day, and it seems like the numbers have grown, especially with African-American people, and we need to go out and get checked. Seriously, check your children, check yourself, you know what I'm saying? Men and women, it's not just a female thing, it's a man thing too. It's all of us. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's talking about 1 month. Take out that 1 month. Take out the whole year. Take out every year. Take about every single day. And go and check and see what's going on, man.
We definitely gonna touch on the cancer topic again. I mean, we're not gonna stop, you know, talking about all the important issues all year round. So it doesn't really matter on the month.
That's what it is. And if anybody has organizations or anything that they want to call in and they want to talk about in regards to cancer, you know what I'm saying? You're always free to email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? And send me all your information so we can plug it in on, you know what I'm saying, the next, you know what I'm saying, Cancer Awareness Chapter 2. You know what I mean? Because this is an ongoing thing. We're not
Definitely.
Just doing 1 month. This is an ongoing thing. It's not a game. You know what I mean? Real talk. You know? And like, I love every one of you females, you know, for doing your homework. I'm so proud of you. You know I love y'all every single day.
We love you back, Lush.
You know what I'm saying? I love
Te
you.
Quiero,
know.
Mi reina. Te quiero, mi reina.
Hey, you know what's funny, y'all, that's listening? Not any one of us has seen each other before, right? You know,
But Toy had the pleasure to see Felicia Sabree, and they,
right.
Came,
yeah, they
you know
up.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's crazy, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, you couldn't tell that not one of us knew each other or not one of us seen each other because there's so much love on here. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? And that's what we're trying to show. We're trying to impact lives. We're trying to change the world. We're trying to write our page in history. And this for our daughters, for
we're
our
not
sons.
Trying. We will.
You know
we're not trying. We will.
You know what I'm saying? It's
yes,
not a,
we can.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanna say a quick little poem, you know what I'm saying, for Lou Diamond. You know what I'm saying? It's off the top of the zone. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, for Lou Diamond, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Supreme Entertainment Wisdom. I know you listening to me right now. You know what I'm saying?
Lush, let me ask you something. You ending the show with the poem?
No, I'm not going to end the show with the poem. I'm going to do the
okay.
poem, and then, you know, we still got, like, you know, 19
okay.
minutes on the clock. You know, I'm
okay.
going to throw a couple of commercials. I'm going to let y'all still do what you do. Y'all do
okay.
y'all want to. You know
all
what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, I know Emma going to throw in them poems and them
you
crazy,
don't want
you know
to
what I'm saying?
Something in. You
well,
know, I don't
want
to
throw
something in. So I just, out of respect, if that was how we was going to close it, I wanted to get my Zen before yours Zen, but go ahead.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? I just want to, you know, get this off my chest, you know what
no
I'm saying?
No doubt, go ahead.
Start hacking and all that, because, you know, I'm under the weather, but, you know, the show must go on, you know
that's
what I mean?
Right.
You know, this is for you,
mm-hmm.
Lou, I mean? We think about our days and our past, and we think about our life. We complain and we cry about the little things, talking about I'm suffering, I'm going through it. But you see a man that lived his life and gave nothing but pure, honest joy and love to the community. And yet you understand that we can't find our own unity. A man that didn't look at any shape, form, or color, or regardless of what situation you were going through, he still loved you, extended his hand and told you, hey, follow me to the promised land. I will show you the way. Don't worry, my brother. Don't worry, my sister. I got you. Ain't no need for you to cry or say. Yo, ain't no reason for you to keep your head down. Because he was the type of that was always going to be around. Looked out for his family. Looked out for his community. You know what I'm saying? This is my man from the Beans. Lou Diamond, a diamond. You're always shining. You will always stay forever in our heart. And when I heard the day that you died and you left us, it tore me apart. But you know one thing? I knew from the start you was a good dude. And that's why all I can do is I can salute you. Because you was a true soldier. And I can't say no different. The words in my heart stay forever planted. There are footprints in everybody's heart. Regardless. We ain't never going to leave you. We ain't never going to change. But regardless, you made a change in the world. People might go through ups and downs, but I fear not nothing. Because if you were able to fight to your last breath, then I can conquer anything. Your story and your struggle reminds me that I can make it. I can stand. I can be all that I can be because you did it. Lou Diamond, I salute you. One love, Lush.
Oh, that was beautiful, Lush.
Mhm.
That was beautiful, Lush.
No,
that definitely was very heartfelt.
R.I.P. Lou Diamond.
Definitely rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I do. You know what I mean? But I know Emma about to drop, you know what I'm saying, some to make you dance, because Emma always do what it do, because you know Emma's a Pisces just like me. Go ahead, Emma. Light on.
You know, I wish, you know, when I hear, of course, that you, the way you guys speak about Lou, I wish I was, you know, would have the chance to meet him. Fortunately, I didn't. I didn't know him personally. But I definitely know his story, and as far as him being an angel in this world, and there's very few. So, of course, when we lose another of the good ones, you know, that are on the good side, you know, it just hurts. You know, it's just a pain that is felt across the country, whether you knew him personally or not. I got two poems, actually, and they're dedicated to two separate people in my life that have passed. And, you know, being that we're just on that subject, I'm going to touch on those two different ones. And the first one is called I Remember Him. I remember him sitting there on the bed, wanting to tell me everything about his day, waking me up so that I could sit up and listen to him, wanting always all my attention, needing always reassuring. My love for him is eternal. I remember him standing there in the bathroom watching me do my daily things, talking to me about his plans. He always had plans, asking all sorts of questions, needing always my response. My love for him is forever. I remember him very clearly as if it was yesterday. I remember his scent, his hold, his laugh, his lips, his smile, his walk, his voice, even all his habits, good and bad. My love for him is infinite. Oh, how I remember him. His picture is placed on my wall. I look at him when I wake up, and his face is the last thing I see when I go to sleep. My love for him will always be here. Remember him, that's all I do is remember him. It hurts not to have him around anymore. My love for him will continue till I die. I miss him every day and in every way, but he knows that even though he's not around, I remember him. Okay, that's one.
Wow, that was beautiful, Emma. Oh.
Thank you.
That was
for my loss in 92. I told you it was my aunt, my grandmother, and then the relationship that I was with, he got killed in the streets. But this one is someone else that was dear to me, and I just happened to be with him at the time of him taking his last breath, so this was an experience that I passed through. And it's called Room 507, which is the room that I last saw him in. And it's called Room 507. Here I go. I get a call to go and say my goodbyes to a loved one. Meet us in room 507 is what I hear them telling me as my mind starts going blank and my heart starts to beat faster with each breath I take. Confusion sets in and I begin to cry. I feel scared and hurt, but I prepare myself to deal with my emotions. I call a friend to come with me for strength because my body feels weak. It's all a blur until I reach the fifth floor. And I see all the family gathered with hurt expressions in their eyes. I greet his mother and wish that I could bring back her son somehow to her, but I'm left with feeling hopeless and in trusting that God has a plan. I go towards the room 507, counting each step as I get closer to his bed. He is just lying there, still. He looks like he is asleep, and my emotions pour out uncontrollably. My memory takes me back when I lived with this man and held him in my arms, when he confessed to me his undying love for me, but he now was in front of me, just physically there. His heart was beating with the help of the machines, but his mind hadn't been there since the day before. There was nothing else they could do for him but let him continue on his journey to heaven. Memories of time spent with him enter my mind, and I smile for a brief moment to enjoy it. Then I hear the sounds of the machines and the hospital monitor, and I remember where I'm at and why I'm here. I'm here to say goodbye to a man I loved, a man I shared 4 years of my life with. Through good and bad, we held each other down. Although we have not been together as a couple for the last 2 years or so, and the reasons for our breakup doesn't even matter right now, we still kept a communication that turned out into a sincere friendship, and he always made sure that I knew that he loved me. He demonstrated his love by tattooing my name, Emma, across the left side of his chest, right above his heart. And he told me he would die with that because I was the love of his life. So it comforts me that I was there when he took his last breath and was pronounced legally deceased at 7:15 p.m.
Wow.
I was able to be there for him and hold his hand even in his last moments on earth. It may sound crazy, but I know he knew I was there. It took nearly an hour to exit room 507, knowing that will be the last time I will see his presence, but my friend Rocky was there to give me the strength and help me walk out and accept that he was gone. he had good intentions, but life was very harsh to him, even unfair. So that got him angry, on the wrong track with bad company. But like the code of the streets, you live by the gun and you shall die by the gun. And he died because he was shot in the head. The streets have no mercy on nobody's soul. What is worse is that the families are the ones left to live the daily pain. It makes no sense, but it's part of the urban life we live. I have lost so many loved ones through my whole life, so many that it sends chills up and down my spine when I think about it. They all live on in my memories, just like Edgar Hernandez. My condolences to all his family. But in behalf of the deceased, I ask you to stop the violence and never take advantage of any relationship. Take our time to let the person know how you feel about them, because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. I knew Edgar loved me, and he made sure that everybody else knew it too. Peace.
Oh, man. Yo, you trying to have me cry out here, son. What are you doing right now?
I know.
I'm sharing my emotions with my street queens, okay?
Oh, God bless you.
I'm already crying.
Hey,
well,
son.
You know,
life is serious, man.
Yeah, and that's just, you know, I guess my way of just paying my respects, you know, to Lou Diamonds.
Yeah, man, that was beautiful, son. You had me like, son, yo, like I wanted to give you a hug right now, son. Real
oh,
talk.
I put my arms around me. I got it, Lush. Thank you.
Oh, for real, yo.
We need to have like a three queens like barbecue, and we all get up.
Yeah,
we're going to have some type of reunion.
Yeah, when the spring comes, watch. It's going to be here before we know it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nine, they better get ready for the street queens, because, yo, we laying down the law. We making moves right now. We going to get ready for these conferences. It's about to be over, son. We changing lives, man.
Lush, what's up with the lounge? I'm doing Saturday lounge. Or what's good?
Still going to do Lush the Saturday lounge, the poetry joint. I'm gonna, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to invite a couple of guests, you know what I'm saying? But I got to make sure it don't conflict with my dude's show, you know, on Saturday, you know, Supreme Entertainment, you know, because I also want him to be a guest on there. So definitely that'd be a good look. We're going to do the Lush Lounge on Saturday. We surely going to do that.
Okay.
You know? But you can't be happy on there, son, real talk. You have me crying, son. I can't do that.
That's what my emotions. Hello, I'm a sad poet. Like, what do you want me to do?
You know, but you know what I'm saying? I just want to say, you know, to all the people listening and to everybody that came through and showed us love, Billy Blast, you know what I'm saying, Dara, you know, everybody, Polo, everybody, Supreme, you know what I'm saying, you know, check out Supreme show, you know what I'm saying, on Saturday at 10, on 10:25 at 2 p.m. Eastern, you know, it's part 7 about relationship series talking about computer love, digging long line, www.blogtalkradio.com/A Supreme, you know what I'm saying? And they doing one too. Check them out. It's not a game. You know what I mean? They came through, showed us some love. You know what I mean? And I love all my street queens. I support y'all. To all the people going through whatever you're going through, man, if you listen to Lou Diamond's story, yo, the stuff you're going through really ain't as much as what this cat was going through and fought to his last breath. You know, I can't even say that I'm going through nothing. If I hear his story, he gives me motivation to grind harder. He gives me motivation to reach out and do something and change this world out here. You know what I'm saying? That's why they call me the people's voice. I don't do it for myself. I do it for the people. The people that can't speak right now that's laying in the beds. I'm speaking for them. Street queens speak
right.
for them. You know what
that's
I mean?
Right.
It's a game out here. You know, I love all the people that's going through cancer right now. We support you. Our prayers are out for you. We love you. And this ain't just the first, you know what I'm saying, start of the cancer awareness. We're doing it all year round. You understand what I'm saying? All year round. It's not a game. You know what I mean? And when we get partnered up with Dara, we're going to do more things, man. It's not a game. You know what I'm saying? We love y'all. We doing what it do. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? It only takes a little bit to do the right thing. You know, we need to stop cutting each other's throat. We need to stop loving each other. We need to start getting ready for this revolution, man, because corporate America, the government does not have our best interests in hand, man. And we need each other. That's why Street Queens is here. We're here to love. We're here to be there for each other. We're here to just, you know,
say, yo, if you need somebody, we got you. You need info on anything, we got you. If we don't know it ourselves, we'll go out and research it and tell you. And like I said, information, Jaden's Closet, you know what I'm saying, Breast Cancer Foundation, you know, for more info or just, you know, to make a difference or donate, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's Dara Foster at JadensClosetLLC.com. You know what I'm saying? Jaden is spelled J-A-D-E-N-S, Closet, LLC.com. And the telephone number, hold 1 second. The telephone number is 201-289-1332. Not a game. And shout out to Vintage Beats, City Blast, Your Blessing, Polo. I know you're going through it. We give you our blessings. You know what I'm saying? I just love everybody, man. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really emotional right now.
Email me that information, please.
I'll email you the information about Jaden's Closet?
Yes,
please. I got you.
Email
I got
you. To all of us.
Yeah, I got
thank you
I'm
guys so much.
That's what's up. And
I love y'all.
We love you back. That's what we do. You're an ambassador. That's what you do. You gotta do the love back. This is like we love you, then you go on and you love others, and you know we just keep it going.
And that's what it is, man. And we're gonna do more work with you, Dara. And I'm gonna email you, and I'm gonna send all the information out to the young ladies, and I'm also post that information up with this show today. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna spread the word. You know what I'm saying? We don't play over here. We real talk. You know,
okay.
It's not a game out here. And
thank you.
Anybody, y'all got a couple of words to say before, you know what I'm saying, we head out, you know what I'm saying, into the abyss?
I definitely want to. Out there and everybody, just keep your head up and keep the faith. Shout out to all the queens. Y'all have a good night. Felicia Sabree signing out.
Peace, queen.
Peace, queen.
Peace, y'all. Have a good night.
You too.
That's what it is.
Have a good night.
I wanted to say shout out to everybody, and thank you, Lush, for having us on as usual. And I'm definitely excited about the show and the direction that it's going, and I'm definitely blessed to be a part of it. And my condolences go out to Lou and Lou's family and to everybody else who is struggling with any type of disease, whether it's cancer or, you know, anything. I'd like to give out my respects for that. And thank you all for having me. And Lush, if you want to close with the creed.
Go ahead and hit them with the creed, girl. Hit them with the creed, man.
Hit them with the creed.
All right. Well, the Street Queen's creed. And I think that this goes well in paying respect to Lou Diamond. It's Street Queens are here to show our future leaders the way. Walking and talking, life struggles every day. Like the sands of time, we are an inescapable entity, bringing light in dark places and filling despair with hope. And Lou, you definitely fill despair with hope. And we appreciate you and love you for that.
Love you, Lou. I'm popping bottles. I'm taking straight shots.
Take it to the head. Take it to the head.
Hey, you, Lou. I love you, Lou. Real talk. Shout out to Lou family, Polo,
definitely.
Exclusive Fashion the First. You know what I'm saying? All my street queens, I love y'all. I know CG, you know, had to jump off. I know all my other ladies had to jump off, but I love all of y'all so much. You know, and
love
shout out to Boss G. She live in the chat room. You kind of got in a little bit late, but we love you, girl. You know what I'm saying? Billy Blast, salute to all of y'all. I love all of y'all. And Dara, do you have any last words to say for us?
Oh, I definitely want to thank all of you for having me on to talk. I wanted to pay my respects definitely to Lou and his family. You know, he will be missed, even though I didn't get a chance to meet him. Again, I'd like to say a shout out to Vintage Beats and Lush. Thank you again. I love you guys, and I would be honored to work with you in anything that has to be done, because this definitely is an all-year conversation that we need to have with America and across the world, if you ask me. But thank you again.
That's
thank you. And we're sending love all the way to Texas.
Yeah,
all the way to Texas, all the way to Texas, all the way to Jersey, all the way worldwide. We touching everybody, man. Not a game. I love
well,
all
peace, the queens. I'm signing out. This is Emma E2K, and you already know. Love, peace, and happiness.
We and chicken grease.
Pase amor, pase amor, mi reinas.
I love all y'all, all the people in the chat room, man. Lushy Lush, the people's voice. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. I do it for the people that's homeless. I do it for the people going through it. I do it for the people that's locked up, man. I'm the people's voice. It's not a game. We making changes. We touching people's lives. We giving out information each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock, man. We talking about different issues, man. Next week, you know what I'm saying, we talking about sex part two, talking about the different consequences, different issues. It's not a game. Log on, www.blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. You know what I'm saying? Just lock in the call number so you never forget it. It's 347-826-7722. We ain't playing. Oh, and check out my show tomorrow. If you're a true hip-hop head, I'm going to have an awesome two. You know what I'm saying? Live in the building, your man Teddy Ted and your man Special K. Live in the building tomorrow. I'm interviewing them. It's going down. You know what I'm saying? I love all y'all. Shout out to my baby girl, Natalia. Shout out to my all other boo, Jalila. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my family. Shout out to my mom, Deuce. Shout out to my grandmother. Rest in peace. Shout out to my father. Rest in peace. Shout out to all the fallen soldiers. Shout out to the soldiers in Iraq. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to the poor, rich, all y'all. I love all y'all. Shout out to the haters even. Love y'all, man. Mwah, smooches. Holla at your girl, Lushy Lush. And I leave you with this, man. You know what I'm saying? All hail the street queens. It is not a game.
All hail the street queens and all that we stand for, man. Introducing the street queens. Let's go. Let's go.